time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Patrick Braun. He is in charge of the Castle Country Rock, Fossil, and Mineral Show coming up on June 14th and 15th. We're going to talk a little bit about rocks because my wife's one of them. A lot of people happen to really like rocks, and they're really interesting. So first and foremost, Patrick, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it as well, and I'm always happy to talk about rocks.
See, there's a lot of people that are happy to talk about rocks all the time.
That's for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about the Rock, Fossil, and Mineral Show. This is the 13th annual, and it's going on, like I said, the 14th and 15th, 10 to 7 out at the fairgrounds, the event center out at the fairgrounds. Let's talk a little bit about it and how long you've been involved with it. Have you been involved with it the whole 13 years or...
Yeah, absolutely. This is my baby. So at the time, I was teaching the silversmithing classes over at CEU. It was through the continuing education department. And I just saw this need or this desire of people wanting to get into jewelry, wanting to learn more about rocks. And my wife and I dreamed it up and decided, hey, let's do a show in Price. There used to be a show in Price years ago. Bill Branson, Mr. Branson, Mr. Mabbitt, Mr. Amy had the show. It used to be held at the Armory, the National Guard Armory, and that disbanded years ago. And so my wife and I decided let's start a show, and now this has been our 13th year. We've bounced around for a few different locations, the college and then over to the Elks, and now the home has been the Carbon County Events Center for the past several years, and we've had a great time, great staff. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the show itself. There's free admission. There will be the rocks, some fossils, minerals, jewelry, beads, equipment, and a lot of people are, like you said, a lot of people are getting into jewelry making now. It's kind of amazing how many people have actually started to do that, and it's quietly. You know, you'll be talking to somebody and they're like, well, yeah, I made this. And you're like, really?
Yeah. How did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and silent auction, there'd be demonstrations and a lot more, something for the whole family. It's really fun for the entire family. And I assume that there will be booths and people will be set up out there and things like that, that you can buy different kits and jewelry and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're set up inside and, there is something for the whole family. So what to expect if you were to go there with your family? You can just go in and browse through each of the vendors. And there's things for sale from 50 cents up to, I don't know, maybe $1,000, anywhere in between. We have some demonstrations going on. Mark H. Williams from Castledale is there with his wife. And they're showing you how to cut and polish your own gemstones. We've got a guy there that you can buy a whole geode and he'll crack them open for you, and you're the first person to see what's inside. There's beads, there's minerals, jewelry, beautiful Ethiopian opals. Some friends of mine that actually came from Ethiopia, they have beautiful opals that they're bringing. Petrified wood, agate. Wow, it's amazing. There's a lot to see. And I think that what I see is that people who come to the show and have never been before, they're blown away. And they say, wow, we really didn't even know what to expect. And they're very surprised at what they see. It's just a glimpse of what nature has to offer.
It really is. And like I said, my wife is one of those people. My mother-in-law, she comes by it honest. My mother-in-law and her, I'm ashamed to say it, but my wife and my mother-in-law both have almost fallen off of a four-wheeler because they're looking down at the ground for rocks.
Right, exactly.
Seems like every time we go out on the desert or something, we have to go look for rocks and for chippings and things like that. So
these are our people.
Yes, that's your target audience.
Yeah, this
right
is
there.
My target audience, yeah.
And you know, it's amazing. Some of the things that you can find, and if you just look and you know where to look is the amazing part. And all of them are going to be out there this week, that weekend, to
yeah,
get
that
out
weekend.
There
yeah.
and take a look at it and see it. You know, it is the Castle Country Rock, Fossil, and Mineral Show. And the other part of it is it's something that is right here.
It's right here.
Our backyard, yeah. People. And people can go and look for these things and find these things on their own. It's you know, 30 minutes away sometimes, and it's amazing if you know what to look for.
That's right. And, you know, people ask that all the time. How is it that you know what to look for? And the one thing that you have to realize about all of our vendors, and they come, by the way, from Colorado and Utah and all around, they are passionate about what they do. They love to talk about what they do. And people will bring in rocks to the show and say, can you identify this? Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. Sometimes we just give it our best guess. We even have people that come in and stop by and say, hey, Patrick, Grandpa used to do this. Are you interested in buying his collection? And sometimes, you know, people want some advice as to what to do with that, what to do with a rock collection or a fossil collection. We've identified a lot of cool things. And so at the show, you know, you're going to see things locally and then things from all over the world.
And once again, it's right here.
Right here.
All you have to do is know where to look for this stuff. And you probably do get a lot of the rock collections, and I have this, and what's,
right.
Is this worth anything, or what is this, and that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is pretty cool. Yeah, it is pretty cool. The other thing that we're seeing, that there's a new resurgence, or people are getting really excited about, is the metaphysical side of crystals and rocks and what they do. That's a big thing, and we've got some great crystal dealers, and that's what they specialize in, is crystals. So if you're looking for it, come in. A lot of times people go, wow, we have to travel to Salt Lake to see this kind of quality of stuff. It's here in Price.
Okay.
It's right here, all coming here on the 14th and 15th.
Once again, that is June 14th and 15th. It runs from 10 to 7 each day. It's the Castle Country Rock, Fossil, and Mineral Show out at the Carbon County Event Center. Now, Patrick, if anybody wants to maybe set up a booth or just kind of have questions, how can they get in touch with you?
Probably the best way is to call our shop. The number is 435-381-5192. And they can leave us a message and we'll get back in contact with them. You can look on Facebook and around. You'll see our ads and flyers around town.
Okay, Patrick, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And good luck. Have a lot of fun.
You know, thank you. And thank you to the community. Quick shout out. 13 years. It's been a lot of fun. Couldn't have done it without everybody's help.
All right. That's Patrick Braun with the Castle Country Rock, Fossil, and Mineral Show coming up on June 14th and 15th out at the Carbon County Event Center. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.